The Gemara in Daf Lamehem et Alf brings down the din of Chai v'Misa Shoygin, which means that the din of Kim L'Ramenei doesn't only apply to a case where a person is Chai v'Misa B'Payel, but even if he doesn't get the Chai v'Misa because the Mashal he didn't get Hasra, Afal Pichin there's a din that it will patter him in a Mamun. And the question is, what's the pshat in that? If there's no actual Chai v'Misa that you're getting, then what exactly patters him in a Mamun? How could there be a Ptur over here if there's no actual Chai v'Misa? And the Pasha says that you see from here that what patters the other chiyah by Kim L'Ramenei is not the actual chiyah misa, but it's the avera. If you're doing an avera that's mechayev, the chiyah misa, the chaymer avera has the kach to pater you from a different einish, regardless as to whether you end up getting that chiyah misa or not. But the problem is, Reuven Grzebsky points out in the Chiddush Reuven over here in Simni Yotes that from Rashi and Baba Kama you see not like that. Rashi and Baba Kama says a gemalde gechiddush. He says if a person does a malacha on Shabbos and he does a b'derech mekalkel, in which there's no chiyav Shabbos, there's no chiyav misa, it's not a melacha at all, there's no aveira when it's being mekalkel, afal pichein, you're patur min hamamon because of this din of chizkiyah, the din of chayav misas shagin. So Factor Reuven, he says, if the reason why chayav misas shagin is patur is because of the chayav aveira, then how could Rashi apply that to mekalkel on Shabbos? But mekalkel on Shabbos, there's no aveira at all, he didn't do any aveira, there's no chayav aveira, it's mutar legamrei, there's no ma'isa isra, there's no melacha Shabbos, so why would that patur you if there's no aveir here at all? So Reuven wants to be mechadish based on that Rashi that's not the pshat in the din of chayv misa shagim. Chayv misa shagim is not pater because the maisa aveir paters, but the pshat is that if you did an action that has the potential to come lead to a chayv misa, a possibility to come to a chayv misa, it's something which could lead to a chayv misa, that itself is able to pater. The fact that this maisa could bring a chayv misa, even though it didn't do it b'payel, that paters you. So it's not the chaymer aveira, but it's the shaychas to a chayv misa which patters you. So over there also by Mekalkel, it's a Maisa of Shabbos, which could potentially bring Lidei Chiyah Misa if it wasn't done by Ifin Kilkel, and therefore it's able to patter you, even though the Maisa, there was no Maisa there that was done here at all. And I think that perhaps in Kenim Adram, it could be the Rashi is going to Shitasa, because Rashi over here, I think, is also Meduik like that. If you look at Rashi and Daf Lamadadam and Beis, Rashi B'dir Maschul Kilo Asir Be'Nami Pater, being Mazbeh the din of Chayav Malkus Shagin, Rashi says, Hoyel v'ika tzad Malkus. Since it's a tzad Malkus, therefore it's able to pater you even though you didn't actually get the Malkus. So the Lashon of Hoyel v'ika tzad Malkus is mashma that the Ptur is not because of the Chaymer Avera, nothing to do with the Chaymer Avera, but being that there is a possibility to have Malkus or potential to have Malkus, there is some Shaychus to Malkus that is able to pater you even though you didn't get it but Pael. So it's mashma from Rashi that the Hadgasha is not on the Maisa Avera, but it's on the possibility of getting Malkus. And Mimela and Lashitasa, he would hold that by Mekalkel, there's also going to be a Ptur, even though there's no Maisa Avera at all. But being that there's a Shaychus to Misa, there's a possibility of Misa, therefore that would pater you, and that is Lachar the Chiddush, which Reuven says is a Mavur from Rashi, that by having Misa Shagim, it's not the Maisa Avera that paters, but it's the possibility, the Tzad Misa, Tzad Malkus, which has the ability to pater.